Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So, ever given anybody a second chance?
Or a third chance, or a fourth chance, or a fifth chance? Yes. Yes. Huh.
It's
weird. Have you?
I have. Yes. Yep. Couple of times there.
Yeah, I might have given you a few chances back in our younger years.
And it worked out.
It worked out.
It's a success story at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. It might have taken 10 years to get there, but...
But we made it.
We made it.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was searching Reddit for second chance stories.
Okay.
And there was a lot of people inquiring, like, hey, does anybody have any success stories? Or don't ever take anybody back because it never works out.
Right.
It always like ends up getting solidified why we stayed apart.
Like you broke up for a reason. You know,
right.
Why go back? Yes.
Yeah.
Which I can agree with that in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah. I think it took a lot of other motivating factors for change to happen, in our case at least. But, you know, so, yeah. I mean, before any of the stories, I kind of feel like it's like case by case. I think like it can work, but I think that there's definitely situations where you should not give second chances.
Okay.
I like to hold a grudge.
She can hold a grudge, people.
You know, it's not really a grudge. It's just, you know, it's a boundary. It's that's what it is.
It's scary. Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So sometimes I don't like to give second chances. And I think, and I'm fine with that. I'm at peace with that.
Yeah.
So I think if the situation calls for it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll see.
And this topic was provided by a listener. They didn't actually write in a story, but they just said, would you talk about second chances?
Yeah, cool.
So I went out, I searched high and low.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while, but I think I got some good ones. And for anybody that is listening, I'm Matt.
And I'm Amy.
And you may hear our kids in the background because we are scrambling today.
Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us at Midwest Married.
So we're going to dive in right off the bat.
Go for it.
Am I the asshole for not taking back my ex because she broke up with me because she thought that I had cheated?
I feel like that sounds similar to like a real life situation that I've heard of before.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. Go ahead. I don't know.
Not our situation.
No, no.
Okay. No. I, 20 male, and my girlfriend, 25 female, have been dating since I was 18. It's 2 years, that out there.
I
felt a connection with her, and she was my first ever girlfriend. My first time and first everything. Our sex life was amazing, and I wouldn't have traded her for anything. But a few months ago, I went to this birthday party for a friend. She was just turning 22. My girlfriend was busy, and she couldn't make it. But somehow, an image of me hugging the birthday girl, mind you, is a lesbian. It's like my girlfriend forgot. And videos of me giving her a piggyback ride to her cake made its way to my girlfriend. When I got home, she immediately confronted me and asked me if I did anything. I said no, and practically told her what I did and pointed it out in the text messages and all throughout the night, all the photos that were taken. The fact is, my friend's a lesbian and it just would never happen. But it just wasn't enough for my girlfriend. And she left me. To say the least, I was heartbroken. And I went, got high, hung out with some friends, just to cheer myself up. And it worked a little bit, for a while. But 2 months later, she contacted me and realized she was wrong and wanted to get back together, but I declined. She's calling me a bunch of names now, saying it was a mistake, and has also confessed that she slept with somebody the next night after breaking it off with me, and even offered to give me a hall pass to sleep with someone else, and that she's so sorry, it'll never happen again. And now I'm sitting wondering if I'm the asshole for not taking her back. That's it.
Oh, so am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole for not taking this person back?
Nope. I don't think that's a little bit of a grudge that I would personally hold. A boundary that, yes, that I would hold. And I mean, we only get his side of the story, right? There's probably more to it, her perspective. Maybe there's more history going on, but especially with his friend being gay. And like, I think it's kind of silly. Like, that. Here's where I really lost it. Like, okay, because I was thinking, well, they can salvage this. She's upset. She thinks that you cheated. You know, there's definitely a misunderstanding of what he thinks is appropriate in a relationship and what she thinks is appropriate in a relationship. I was trying to think about myself, like, okay, what if you weren't around and I was given a piggyback ride by some of my guy friends and you saw evidence of that? Like, I think that you would think that that was also kind of weird. Right?
Yeah, I think that it would be a little off. It wouldn't be great, but...
But I also think in some friendships, I think it'd be completely normal.
Yeah.
It'd be like no big deal. Like very platonic and very... And that's what it sounds like it was. So mm-hmm. I think that her perception of boundaries and his perception of boundaries in their relationship are quite different. And so if it was just that, and she was just like mad because he hugged her and he gave her a piggyback ride, I was like, you guys can get over this. You guys can move on. But then the fact that she slept with someone the very next day, night,
mm-hmm.
like, how does that, like, I feel like there has to be, I mean, I guess there's one night stands out there, but like after being in a long-term relationship, like was something queuing up for this? Was she looking for an excuse?
Yeah, she was.
Okay. So, okay. You've already come to a conclusion then.
Yeah. There had to be some doubts or something was going on unless it was a one night stand, but at the same rate, you don't just go and break up with somebody after you've been together for years and
go
and bang somebody
the very next day. Like, how does that like, how do you find a partner that fast? I don't know.
You go out.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah, you go to the bar, go get all those free drinks.
I suppose it's not my style, but
yeah. So I think she was waiting for an excuse or had an excuse, and it was her opportunity to like be free again.
I wonder if she had someone in mind, you know. Like, was this a friend of hers that it happened with or a total stranger? That's what I would like to know. But even so, then she's like, oh yeah, let's get back together. So she found out the grass is not greener on the other side. So then she was like, take me back. She's having buyer's remorse or whatever.
And, buyer's remorse, yep.
Yes. And was asking to be taken back. And I'm glad that he said no. So, because she crossed the line that was a bigger line than the line that he crossed.
Technically, she maybe did the right thing. She broke up with him because she wasn't sure.
I mean, that's true.
She technically didn't cheat on him.
Yeah, that's true.
And technically, she didn't have to tell this guy anything, just other than she realized she was wrong. So,
good to have a relationship on a foundation of honesty, though. Just the next day. That's real fast.
Yeah, like, why would you tell somebody that? Why?
Because the truth always comes out. Yeah, is it better for him to
detail,
find out?
In such detail?
Is it better to find out right away or 7 years down the road when it's like their wedding night and somebody's like, oh, hey, don't you remember that one time?
7 years down the road. 100%, 7 years down the road. Then it's like, well, we've been together now for 7 years and it's all good. Like, whatever, that was the past.
Now I'm like, what are you not telling me?
Here's what the people say. Okay. Top comment. She left to bang that other guy. Don't kid yourself. Her reasoning was absolute BS and she knew it. Now the new guy probably doesn't want her. And she's come back to play her safe guy.
Yes. She was taking a risk, taking a chance, and then she regretted it because, yeah.
My friend, you're the backup guy.
Oof.
You deserve better. Definitely not the asshole. And don't take her back. She'll probably just pick up another meaningless fight and break up with you once she gets the wets for another guy.
I haven't heard that phrase before.
I can honestly say I think that's the first time I've heard that. I love it.
Okay. Is there anybody disagreeing who is like, oh no, take her back? It's a mistake.
Well, one can at least be an ethical slut.
Well, I mean, I suppose she broke up with him, but...
Nope.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Well, see, that's one way that the internet community is good. I'm sure he felt a lot better after having that validation.
Yeah. I can't even remember for any of the reasons why we had second chances involved. What'd I do?
At one point in time... You were not doing your laundry. Remember that.
Flipping laundry.
Yes. And I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore. So move on. Get out of here.
Oh, darn kids. All right.
I'm going to teach our kids, though, by the way, to do their laundry when they are preteens. That is for sure. Both kids. They're going to know how to do their own laundry. They're going to be used to doing their own laundry. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I did my own laundry since I was like 12, I think. And my room was always a mess, but my mom just closed the door. And anytime I wanted anything, she forced me to clean my room in order to get what I wanted. I don't think that's all that bad.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Good chores are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you when you did your own laundry?
16.
That's such a lie. I know the answer to this, you guys. That's why I'm asking it.
She's wrong. She's wrong.
Maybe you did it in your mid-20s when I was gone.
No, lies. I did my own laundry when I was at my mom's house or Jerry's on the weekends. And then during the week, while living with my grandmother, grandma just cleaned. It gave her something to do. And
don't say that.
Yeah, she liked it. So she don't did say my that. Laundry.
Maybe she, you know, but probably have given the choice. She probably didn't want to just do all the housework. She probably could have enjoyed doing other things too.
Nope.
She was just of the generation that was, she just felt like that was her job.
It was in her blood. She loved housework. Still does.
Jokes. Jokes, people.
Jokes.
Sometimes they might not know. I know you, but...
Yeah, yeah. Jokes.
I'm trying to teach everyone your sense of humor.
Yeah, good. All right, we're on a time limit tonight.
All right, let's go.
We only got about an hour left.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Go.
So, we're going to roll through these.
Okay.
I, 23 male, broke up with my girlfriend, 21 female, of 3 years because she wanted to remain a virgin. Now she wants to get back together, but told me that she had sex with someone else when we were broken up. How should I proceed? I, 23 male, met my ex, 21 female, 3 years ago. We lived on campus in different halls, and after a few months, we got together and for the most part, had a very happy relationship. There was always one issue though. My ex grew up in a very religious home. Her father is a pastor. She has been open with her family that she does not share their faith. They weren't happy about it, but accepted it, and she's able to make her own choices on that. Nevertheless, I think some of that religious upbringing was still in her mind. I grew up in a different religion, but was never very serious about it, and I'm no longer religious at all. Our relationship was pretty normal, except that she told me very early that she was a virgin and wanted to stay that way until she was married. It wasn't for religious reasons. As I mentioned, she isn't religious, but she was very focused on not disappointing her dad. We did other sexual things, just not intercourse. I never had much luck with girls growing up, and going into the relationship, I was a virgin, and I still am, at least if you classify being a virgin as never having had intercourse. Anyway, I was becoming more resentful of the fact that everyone I know was having normal sexual relationships, and we weren't. I couldn't understand why she didn't want to have a fully sexual relationship, though, of course, I never pressured her about it. I felt that while I was at the university and pretty broke, getting married was something far out in the future. Last year, I was in my last year, and she was working in her first professional job. Her degree was shorter than mine. She was talking a lot about the successful guys she has met at work, which did make me feel lesser as I was still a broke university student, coupled with her still not wanting to have sex. It did make me feel more resentful. We had some arguments about it, and after a while, I felt that I should end the relationship as we wanted different things and our lives were on different paths. It was awful. She was crying a lot, and I felt terrible afterwards. Anyway, it's been nearly 6 months since we broke up. We haven't been in touch for most of that time. I haven't been involved with anyone else either. I was 100% focused on finishing my degree. I have finally finished college, and I'm about to start my first professional job. She recently got in touch again and asked to meet up. I was hesitant, but we decided we had so much good history that I should hear her out. She told me she's been missing me terribly these past 6 months, that she thinks she wants to get back together and is open to having a sexual relationship now. I asked her, why now? What's changed? And she looked uncomfortable. After a little prying, she said she had a short-term fling with one of the older guys at work while we were broken up, which is, of course, was fine as she wasn't my girlfriend anymore. Anyway, she said that he persisted with her until she started having sex with him. She ended it with him recently. She was clear that it was consensual, but the guy was very persistent with pursuing sex with her. I was gutted. I couldn't understand why she'd make me wait all of those years, but was fine doing it with someone new, some guy she'd just only started seeing a short time ago. I asked if the reason she was open to having a sexual relationship now is because she wasn't a virgin anymore, and she said yes. I asked her to give me some space to process all this. I'm really conflicted and would love some advice on this. I've missed her a lot and still have strong feelings for her, but at the same time, it feels like I was strung along for years. It's hard to put my finger on why I don't want to take her back. Everything logically makes sense for us to get back together. I'd even get to finally have sex, but I feel awful about the whole thing and don't want to ignore those feelings.
I have a lot of different thoughts about this one. This one's, I think, a really interesting one. And I'm going to first start off with, I think that they could make it. I have maybe rose-colored glasses, but I think that, like, if he decided in his heart that he was okay with it, I think that they're doomed for failure just because of what happened.
Sure.
I can relate a little bit in the whole expectation of saving yourself until marriage.
Yep.
And that at one point had been my plan way back in the day. And you had been really respectful about it. Mm-hmm. And prior boyfriends also, because that was just, you know, what I told them. That was going to be my expectation. And then we got older and we had dated more than a year, and I decided that my opinion had changed and that I had changed my mind, and we moved forward in our relationship together. you know, after we had been dating a long time. Mm-hmm. But that was something that you had allowed me space. You'd allowed me to like grow and allowed me to have my own choice and decision and never pressured or anything like that. So I can see, and people have their different reasons for that. I think it can be a beautiful thing. If that is something, you know, that you want to do for yourself. I have siblings who have told me that they have waited until they got married and they felt happy about that choice. I've also felt very happy about not waiting 10 years until we got married. And I feel very good about that choice. So I think it's a really individual choice to make. And I also think that it's one where you are allowed to grow and change your mind. If what had been your thought process when you're younger has evolved and changed, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's religious reasons or not. For her, it wasn't religious reasons. She had other reasons that, you know, he didn't really dive deeper into. And then, so they broke up, right?
Yep.
Because they weren't on the same page. And I also kind of respected that. Like, he was like, you know, dude, I love you, but sounds like we're just, you know, wanting different things out of a relationship. And I think it was more than just sex that he didn't like break up with her just because they weren't having sex. He brought up that, you know, she was commenting on all these other more successful men that she was working with. And it sounded like there were some other things that they were just mm-hmm. not on the same page with. So yeah, he decided not on the same page. They went their separate ways.
Right.
She got involved in a relationship with someone from work who sounds like he's older.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So then there's a bit of a power dynamic when you're young that can be interesting, right?
Sure.
Like you're young and you think you're all mature and whatever. And maybe you are mature for being young. But the point is that you still don't have all those life experiences yet. Mm-hmm. And they're very easily can develop this whole power shift and power dynamic where the older person maybe has more life experience and maybe has more wisdom or it feels like has more power in that relationship. And if that person is not respectful of boundaries, like OP was, OP had been like, yep, that's what you want. I'll be respectful of it. I wasn't pushing it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like this other guy was pushing for it, wasn't respecting her decision, was, you know, probably putting her in positions where he was pushing her past probably what she was comfortable with. Or maybe I'm assuming, but that very well could have happened. And so she made the decision that, okay, well, maybe, yep, that wasn't as important to her. And in that relationship, had sex, and then they broke off because it sounded like he wasn't a gem, you know, putting pressure on her and mm-hmm. not, the grass wasn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah, she didn't choose that either. So.
Right, right. And then 6 months have gone by. I kind of like that so much time has gone by between the two of them so that they can both kind of really know what they want in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps, yeah, she had that experience and she changed her mind and she's like, oh, this is not something that I really need to hold on to anymore. And so maybe if she was like, that was our number one issue, I really realize after looking back that we were so great together, that you were so respectful and I took you for granted, you know, maybe mm-hmm. they can come together again if their, you know, their viewpoints are now more aligned. And it's just also interesting too, that the culture, and this is a whole nother point, the culture that we have where a woman's value is worth more if she's a virgin, but it just all goes away the second she has sex with somebody. So
you think that's...
Maybe. I don't know.
I was going to say that.
It exists out there, though. That is a thought process.
I was going to bring up value with okay. like being a virgin. So he is still... a virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it almost like, I'm wondering if his feelings are like, well, you went out and did it with somebody. And then for me to then now have sex with you, you went out and did it. And I'm like, I'm lesser because you chose somebody else over me.
Oh. Yeah. I could see how they would feel sad that it wasn't their both their first times together. That might be tough to get over.
Yeah. Yep. I think if you can look at it as, well, as just sex, not, I don't know. I think you're right. I think they can make it. I think if you choose, yeah, absolutely. Like if I was OP, I would have the realization that I was the one that walked away so I could go out and find a relationship and have sex or do whatever it was because we weren't on that same path. She went out and she made choices and they were just not the choices that maybe were ideal for her coming back, right? Does that make sense? I don't know. It's
But that's a risk you take if you break up with someone.
Yeah, you broke up with somebody and people have different life experiences and different situations and people do interesting things when they are hurt, depressed, or looking for companionship.
Yeah. I don't think you can, if you've broken up with someone and you're broken up, I don't think that you can really hold it against them unless it's the next day. if she went out in a normal, you know, within a period of time, had another relationship, things changed, evolved, she grew. And you were focused, you know, OP was focusing on himself. He was doing school. He was doing work. He was bettering himself. I think that that is also fabulous.
Yeah.
And that's also okay. I don't think that value changes to my other point. I don't think that value changes, goes up or down when you've had sex or you haven't had sex.
Yeah, I agree.
Like it's a morally neutral thing for me.
I maybe jumbled that a little bit, trying to get all my thoughts
out.
No,
I think I followed you. I knew what you were kind of saying there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's jealous that she had that experience.
Well, he might be. And yeah. Also, I think that after having that conversation, I think it would be completely normal to have so many different emotions and to probably go from this emotion to this emotion to this emotion, right? Like maybe to go from anger to jealousy to hope to sadness to feeling loss of that experience that he had wanted to have together.
Right.
Right. So I think that that's completely normal. I'm glad that he's like, you know, let me take some space and think about this. Let me reflect. Let me see how I feel. Mm-hmm. Because also now might not be the right time also for them. Like if he can't find peace with the fact that she had that experience with someone else, if he can't feel okay about that, I think it might not be the right time for him. Because you also then would hate to re-enter a relationship with a cloud hanging over it, right? So maybe he needs more time then to process. Maybe he needs to date other people. Maybe he needs to, you know, just sit with it for a little bit and to find that peace with her having had that experience.
Yeah.
So maybe not. Maybe they're still the right people, but it's just not the right time or place yet.
Right.
Right person, right time, right place. I'm a firm believer that all three of those really need to
the
like...
The trifecta.
That's when magic happens. Yeah. Yeah. What did the people say? I've had lots of thoughts about this.
All right. So he did post an update.
Okay.
It is ridiculously long. It's pages.
Okay.
Ultimately, he realized that his response was emotional, not logical at the time. And he went out, had that space, and was with some friends. And one of the friends asked him, had girlfriend not reached out to you, would you have ever reached back out to her?
And ooh, good question.
And it hit OP, like, no, I was just being too passive about my response. And the answer is no, I wouldn't have reached out. And for that reason, when this first update was posted, they did not get back together.
Okay. I mean, that's a good question. And I can get behind that decision making. Okay.
Yeah. And there's like three more updates. They're each multiple pages long. But ultimately,
I'm like, but then what happened? There must be more.
They agreed that it was right now not the right time. Okay. They remained cordial. There's some stuff about Tim.
What? Tim? Who's Tim?
Oh, Tim's the work guy, apparently.
Oh, the ex.
Then it turns out that Ellie ended up getting back together with Tim. Hmm. And then would ask OP about the relationship and ask for advice. And then OP has now blocked girlfriend, ex-girlfriend on everything. And
okay,
they've agreed not to be in touch ever again.
Okay. Wow. Well, that took a turn. I was so hopeful there with my rose-colored glasses at the beginning there. But especially if you're going to go and be like, hey, and go back and forth, going back and forth between people. Oof. I think that's not a really great recipe, right? She was with OP, then she was with work guy, and then she wanted to get back together with OP, and OP said no, and then she went and got back together with work guy, which is for sure going to throw any chance of being with OP out the window, even years down the road, I'm sure, especially if you're going to be talking to him and consulting with him about your relationship with work guy. So I see where he would decide, nope, this relationship is not for me, and we're not in the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's okay too. I do think this could have gone either way though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So, meh.
That was a good story.
Moving on.
Interesting topic. I know a lot of people probably have strong feelings about, especially that and virginity and, yeah. So I'm going to be really curious to see what our listeners are thinking about all of that.
Yeah, I think for OP to get back together with Ellie, I think he was dealing with some insecurities, maybe.
I think ultimately, since she went back to work guy, he made the right choice, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, good choice. But
all right. Moving on.
Moving on.
Okay.
This is a fun one.
Okay.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Am I the asshole for not giving my pregnant fiance a second chance? I'm going to be honest. Me being pissed off as hell would be an understatement regarding the situation that I'm in. I, 29 male, found out that my fiance, 27 female, who I'll call Carly, cheated on me a month before our wedding. Short summary here, but here we go. The summary is that me and Carly met in middle school.
Oh, this is going to make me sad.
And I finally had the guts to ask her out after graduating from high school. We've been together ever since. We had a great relationship, normal ups and downs, nothing major. Carly announced 3 months ago that she was pregnant, and I was the happiest man that I could ever been. Our families were over the moon happy. Everybody was going to be grandparents and all smiles all around. But all that happiness I felt faded when she was caught cheating. I went to our shared apartment that we were living in, and I went to go upstairs to surprise Carly with a wedding dress my mom wanted her to wear. Weird, but okay. I slowly opened the bedroom door, and I stood there in utter disbelief. My fiance, Carly, was in bed with my father.
What? Where'd you find this? Is this real life?
It's Reddit. It's on here.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't believe it. I stood there for what felt like an eternity before suddenly snapping back into reality. Taking my phone out, I took a video for a couple of seconds. I turned the camera to face me before suddenly bursting into tears quietly. I couldn't handle it and I left the room, but not before slamming it shut and leaving. My father, who is currently 55, was very fond of Carly. He always wanted a daughter, but ended up having a son, me. He wasn't too sore about it either. I did notice how they were a bit too close for comfort, but my father reassured me that he was experiencing what it was like to have a daughter. I should have dug into that a little bit more. Since my dad and I are close, we were until I found out that he was fucking my fiance. My father and Carly's clothes were scattered all around the bed. Carly, on the other hand, gave no major red flags throughout our relationship, which made me trust her throughout the whole entire thing. I drove off at the time in the car while I left our apartment. I texted my mom and told her that I needed to show her something important and that I'll meet her at the house. Furthermore, I kept speeding, nearly crashed my car in the process. Had a red light. I couldn't contain it anymore. I broke down, banged my head against the steering wheel so hard that, accidentally gave myself a bloody nose in the process.
Okay, there's so much detail here that I'm like, it has to be real. Okay, keep going.
I reached my mom's place within a few minutes after that. She was shocked when she saw my face, asked if I was all right. I ended up crying my eyes out and told her everything. I showed my mom the video, and now we both ended up sobbing for nearly 2 hours. I texted Carly's parents and forwarded them the video that I took. Whew. I'm still waiting for a response, but as of now, my phone is being blown up with calls and texts from Carly, who is saying that it was a misunderstanding. She knows what I saw when she had seen my car leaving the apartment complex. I told her that we are over and that I want a paternity test. She freaked out and told me that the baby was mine, but I told her I didn't believe a single word that was coming out of her mouth. Carly and I were intimate before, but now I am really grasping on the hope that the baby is mine. Carly is refusing to discuss any of the details about the affair that she had with my father and is still claiming that it was just a misunderstanding. Carly is begging for us to work these things out, but I've said no. I'm currently in the process of getting tested to see if I'm clear. What should I do about Carly? My mom is divorcing my dad, but what is going to happen if the baby isn't mine? Please help, people of Reddit. I'm scared, heartbroken, and worried about how my mother is going to handle this all afterwards as well.
What a mess.
If it's not yours, you dodged a bullet.
And you have a brother.
Lots of people siblings with, 20 some odd year age gaps.
Because how far along would she be when he caught her then? Early on? Or is it like mid-pregnancy?
I think it said 3 months ago. So 3 months prior.
Okay.
So
she's like 3 or 4 months along.
12 and 20 weeks.
Okay. Wow. I was not expecting that, you guys. I think that maybe with like all the details of like I raced, I could definitely see somebody like seeing that, bursting out of there, racing home to their mom, like being so upset, hitting their head on a steering wheel. Like, I feel like because of those details, I feel like it has to be real. Mm-hmm. No second chances. Nope. No second chances. You just move forward. And if that baby is yours, you just move forward together separately. That would be me. I don't think I could forgive that. And if the baby is not yours, well, you're probably still going to continue to, see them in the family because then it's your brother. It's either your child or your sibling. So, man, unless she's cheating with other people too. Maybe it's not even, they need to go on Maury. Is that still a thing? Probably not. He's probably retired or died. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
I don't think it's a thing.
Wow. What do you think? I'm flabbergasted.
Maybe it was a misunderstanding. Maybe they weren't actually sleeping together, but they were just sleeping in the same bed.
Without their clothes.
Yeah, other clothes. Maybe they're in pajamas.
Hmm.
hanging
sure
out.
Sure doesn't seem like
hanging
it.
Hanging out, watching a movie. It was cold outside and they just, you know, fell asleep. Whoops, misunderstanding.
Jokes, people. He's being sarcastic.
I'm just trying to really... Brutal. It's brutal.
Could you imagine? Okay, so that would be like... That would be... Oh, I don't even want to say it.
I know exactly what you're thinking. Go ahead.
If you caught me with your dad...
Yeah.
No.
No.
What would you do?
This gentleman, this dad, 55-year-old, gets Worst Dad of the Year award.
Worst Dad of the Year. I don't think that I could like close the door and run away. I think that would be like a screaming match.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could like...
You're supposed to want to do whatever you can for your children and help them and...
Yes.
But not... Bang their wives.
No.
Or fiancés. This is...
good life advice. Don't have sex with your children's partners.
I just could never imagine hurting my child like that.
Yeah.
That I don't think it's forgivable.
No. Cut off. Out of my life.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a wrap.
No second chances.
Mm-mm. So no second chances with this one. Nope. For sure.
What did the people say?
Jesus, what if OP... has a daughter, would the dad like to experience what it's like to have a granddaughter too?
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, the internet. Maybe I should have read that one. But that was the top comment.
That was the top comment. Oh, man.
Thank heavens that he never really had a daughter then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to raise your brother? So the question that I have for not, am I the asshole for not giving my pregnant fiance a second chance? But somewhere in here, it says like right in the first line, my fiance 27, who I'll call Carly, cheated on me a month before our wedding. So they hadn't gotten married yet, but it was a month before the wedding.
Right. Like, and that's bad enough. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
And then she's pregnant while a month before the wedding. And then with your dad. Like, it just gets worse and worse and worse. I'm sorry, dude. That's, you had bad, bad luck.
Somebody asked, calling BS, this can't be real.
Oh, okay, so maybe.
Yeah.
Right? What?
So
I want to know if everybody thinks it's real or not.
Yeah, you can let us know, but I do know a very similar situation to this. So, it happens.
What similar situation?
Pretty much the same thing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me who after.
Can't talk about it on here.
No, I know.
Okay.
But for real?
Yeah.
Were they pregnant?
No, you can take that part out.
Oh, well, I'm going to want to hear about it later.
Okay.
Keep going.
So these next two, let's just going to just talk about them because I think it talks about having the grass be greener on the other side. Mm-hmm.
Can I see something for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Before we dive in and talk about the other ones then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like to dive into, like, I like to learn something. Let's learn about what we apparently need to know about second chances.
Okay.
Okay. From psychology, second chances revolves around the idea that people can learn from their mistakes and change, allowing them to redeem themselves and have a fresh start, often based on the concepts of forgiveness, personal growth, and the belief that individuals deserve an opportunity to try again.
Okay.
Essentially, it's about the potential for positive transformation following a misstep, which can be motivated by a desire to prove oneself, for a genuine desire to do better. So that's a lot of little pieces that all kind of need to come together mm-hmm. for second chances to be successful, apparently.
Yeah.
The key aspects... of the psychology of second chances, the power of redemption Giving someone a second chance taps into the human desire to see people improve and overcome their past mistakes. I think that's, you know, people want to see people do better, grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learning from errors. We talk all the time with our kids, like, it's not bad to make mistakes. That's how we learn.
Right.
As long as you're learning from them and you're not just continually repeating them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Forgiveness and empathy. To offer a second chance often requires a degree of forgiveness and empathy, understanding that everyone makes mistakes and deserves a chance to rectify them. It's positive self-perception. When given a second chance, individuals may experience a boost in self-esteem and self-efficacy as they believe in their ability to change and succeed. So you got to embrace it. That might make you have better self-esteem.
Yeah.
And then factors to consider.
Okay.
When giving a second chance. Number one, we're almost done here, but number one, the severity of the initial mistake. Okay. So like sleeping with your soon-to-be father-in-law, that's real bad. Severity. The nature and impact of the initial error should be considered when deciding whether to offer a second chance. So if it's real bad, maybe not.
Yeah. Yep.
The second thing, genuine remorse and commitment to change. The person seeking a second chance should demonstrate genuine remorse for their actions and a sincere commitment to improvement. So no like gaslighting, right? They can't be like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Like, come on, get over yourself. Give me a second chance. Yeah, I know. I made a mistake, but it wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, like, I agree with this.
No, none of that attitude. Do not give them a second chance if that's their attitude. They need to be genuine. They need to like claim responsibility for what how they wronged you and then share that sincere commitment to improve.
Yeah.
And then the third and last thing that is an important factor to consider when giving someone a second chance is open communication. Clear communication about expectations and the steps needed to rebuild trust is crucial when offering a second chance. I would agree with all of that. Okay.
I
just had to have my magic school bus, you know, according to my research moment. So there you go.
Yeah. I think when giving a second chance, like when I would give you all those second chances, third chances, fifth, sixth, it happened both ways. Don't give me that look.
Maybe one way more than the other way.
Ah, not true. But I think looking inward as well, like what could I have done better during that time? And what was I doing that I could be doing differently moving forward if I give you that second chance?
As the person who's forgiving the other person.
Yeah. Like the person that's forgiving the other person, like, okay, have some introspective thoughts of like, what was I doing as well? Granted, nobody's perfect, right? In a relationship.
How can you come together to improve the relationship as a whole instead of putting all the blame on one person, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yep.
Although, again, kind of going back to that severity, if one person is sleeping with the father-in-law, again, I don't think any of the blame is on OP.
I agree.
Yeah.
Most people that are out giving second chances don't have to consider that specific scenario. Yes. Anyways, from where I left off about the two Reddit stories and second chances, this one here, it's a pretty short story, but basically, my wife used to be a little bit chubby. I loved it. Didn't bother me, but I really encouraged her to go to the gym so she could get out of depression, which she did. And her confidence level started to rise, and then it really started to affect our relationship. She started going out more. She started being way more flirty at social engagements. And shortly thereafter, this person that used to be the sweetest person in the world was no longer so sweet to me. She filed for a divorce, and I really didn't hear much from her until about 3 months down the road when she called back begging for me to take her back and apologize for everything.
Okay, so what were your initial thoughts with all that?
My guess is that the relationship overall there's probably some things that we don't know about.
I was feeling that way too.
I think there's some, maybe if the wife is dealing with some depression, you get that boost of confidence and you start going out and people are treating you a lot differently and really nice. And you might really like the attention because you're not getting the attention from OP, husband.
Mm-hmm.
And again, is the grass really greener on the other side all the time? Feels to me like she had some buyer's remorse, filed for divorce, went out, tested the waters, got burned, and now she's trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So again, maybe some time and space.
Yeah. My thought process behind that was, okay, how did he respond to her losing weight and becoming more fit and having better self-esteem? Because we know a couple where it was the husband that lost weight and his wife was actually pissed and more jealous and more like, you know, she didn't want him going out anymore and seeing friends, or not because he was doing anything inappropriate, but because she was worried because he was all of a sudden hot that she'd have to fight women off with a stick. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So my wonder is if she went through this self-improvement journey and she's feeling really good, is she really realizing that perhaps she wasn't treated so well in her marriage, in her current relationship, and that's why she went for a divorce? Or, you know, was he there with her and kind of celebrating her through it? Something went wrong along that process between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what you were alluding to earlier, like, is there some self-reflection of like, did I play a little bit of a role in this? Like, the question is, why did she ask for a divorce from him?
Right.
Like, it's not just because, hey, I'm hot now, peace out. Right? Like, that's not it. There's got to be more underlying to right. that story for her to ask for the divorce to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she's crawling back to him, but.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe I'm totally off base there, but those were my thoughts.
Yeah. I feel like if you're going to go to the extreme to file divorce, that would be hurtful.
Are you saying if I did?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I'm just putting myself in OP's shoes. I'm just trying to think, like, should he give her a second chance? Yeah, I think he needs to do some of that reflecting.
There needs to be open communication. They need to talk more. They need to figure it out. Maybe go to counseling. Because also, and I think, and you can ask the internet this, but most divorces are initiated by women, and in most cases, women have reported like dissatisfaction in their relationship for years. Like, I think the average is like 7 years or something until they finally file for divorce. But then like a top comment that I hear from marriage counselors and therapists is that the husband will come in and they'll be like, I had no idea. I was blindsided by this, when really, like, this has been going on for a long time, but it just hadn't become important to the husband until the wife decided, I'm out. And then by that time, there's like no salvaging it, because the woman has been fighting for the relationship for such a long period of time that she's already made the decision that she's moving on.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That, I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Thinking about it, those wives should give their husbands second chances.
The jokes.
I know. Here's another short one that I came across.
Or maybe husband should go to couples counseling like earlier, way before she threatens divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it up sooner.
When she's fighting with you, that's when you have to go to counseling, not when she stops fighting you and ignores it. Not when she gives up.
So this was the next one here.
Okay.
Now. Am I the asshole for not getting back with my husband after he accused me of cheating for getting pregnant after he had a vasectomy?
Hmm.
So we don't have a ton of time left because I'm leaving for Mexico and trying to get this recorded. So I'll just give some context here real quick. 26 female, married to Charles, 27 male. 1 year ago at our honeymoon, I found out I was pregnant. I was shocked because about a month before we ended up getting married, a year ago, Charles had a vasectomy, and I hadn't been unfaithful to him, and when I told him, everything was a disaster. He told his family and my family that I had cheated, and everyone took Charles' side. No matter how much I cried and begged and humiliated myself, he wouldn't listen to me. The only person to support me was my brother-in-law, John, 30, male. Charles kicked me out of our house. I had nowhere to go because either side of our family was abandoning me. So John took me in. I lived with John for 6 months or so. And then once I had the baby, John suggested a DNA test with him. Sure enough, baby came back as close relative to John, perhaps uncle, on the test. Now, everyone is apologizing to me and asking me not to go through with the divorce that I filed, and that it was totally understandable that my husband thought that I had cheated on him because the chances of vasectomies failing are so slim. I no longer trust Charles. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to forgive him. Not that he didn't believe me that I had cheated on him, but how he treated me, how he kicked me out of the house, and how he wouldn't listen to me. I don't think there's really a marriage to save. Am I the asshole for not wanting to get back and give my husband a second chance?
Ooh, no, I don't think she's the asshole. And I agree completely with her, not because he thought she was cheating, but because of the way he treated her. Instead of like seeking the truth and seeking the answers, because vasectomies, I mean, they didn't list if he went back to the doctor after he got his vasectomy to check his sperm counts, because that's a real important step in getting a vasectomy.
Yeah, I know a couple people, one person in particular has had to have multiple vasectomies.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of oopses on the... You know, the first few times there. And
but not pregnancies, right?
Not pregnancies.
No, they
just went
back to the test and they're like, well, it didn't work. We got to do it again.
Yeah.
Yes. There are still a lot of swimmers in there.
A lot of swimmers.
Yes. So vasectomies, you got, if it's done and then it's checked, yep, it's a real good way to prevent pregnancy. However, if you don't check and make sure that it was effective, you could end up with a whoops baby. I mean, there's lots of post-vasectomy babies out there. There really, really are.
Yeah.
And so for him to come down so hard and for all of his family to come down on her so hard,
can you
imagine just getting married and being like, oh my God, this is impossible. You know, you never cheated. And then just to be ostracized and thrown out of your house and then have to go through an entire pregnancy alone without the father of your child while being ostracized and yelled at. Like, yep, yeah, it's going back to severity. That seems real severe, because he could have just gone and gotten his sperm count tested as an initial check, right? To see, are they there or are they not there? That could have been a real easy first step. Second step, I mean, yeah, you can always get a paternity test, but I'm sure that she was very convincing because it was the truth that she, you know, hadn't cheated on her brand new husband.
Right.
Yeah. So.
She did throw in an update with just some details.
Okay.
She lives in an underdeveloped and very religious country where there's still a lot of ignorance on these taboo topics.
Shoot.
So that could be part of how this went
awry.
How
it happened.
And a lot of people had asked about John, like why didn't her and John end up ever getting together afterwards? John is gay and didn't feel the need to exclude me. His family considers this shameful and have also excluded John.
Oh, bummer.
So, wow. Second chances.
Bummer. It does remind me, though, of, do you remember when we went to our anniversary dinner and you thought that I was cheating on you because you thought you had an STD, but then it turns out you didn't have an STD. And, but then you figured it out that you didn't have an STD.
I never
accused you of that. No, you never accused me of cheating on you.
It just rolled through the brain.
But that was a very natural consequence of having symptoms of an STI. Like, I never ever blamed you for having those thoughts. But then we went to our anniversary dinner and you apologized for having those thoughts in the first place.
I was going to give you a second chance.
I was like, oh, that's so sweet. That's what you want, you guys. You want somebody who's like, oh man, but I really love her. We're going to go to counseling. We're going to do it all. I never cheated, for the record. He didn't have an STD. Ended up being chronic prostatitis.
For anybody that's listening, you need to go back and watch the episode.
Illness one?
Yeah.
Sick days?
It's the first one that we had Joe Polacek on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. It was called Sick Days, I think, because he talks about his health problems that he had had.
So,
yeah. If you want the full story, go listen.
Time for Mexico, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thanks for being here.
Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe.
Bye.